So when he speaks about, verse 35, about him taking vengeance, being a God of compassion, he's speaking about his revenge against his own people, not outsiders, not heathens, not those who attacked us from outside with a sword, but those who are rebellious and disobedient and think they are very smart inside the camp. If I wave my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revenge upon the enemy. God will take revenge upon his own people. See, you see here Christ, you see here Christ holding up a sword, and the sword is dripping with blood. It's a two-edged sword, it's dripping with blood. But the blood is not the blood of his enemies or adversaries or the heathen. It's the blood of his own people. The people who think they are very smart and deceitful. So I felt we have problems, you know what I mean? We can give the doctrines. Most of the doctrines I give to you is doctrine concerning your salvation. It's for most of you to go back and consider whether you are converted or not, whether you're justified by grace. A lot of people like to play politics. Everyone wants to be a pastor when they are hardly converted, when they are very rebellious and disobedient. They want to play a pastor. They want to be pastors, leaders. The Bible tells us, warns us, generation after generation. Even against Moses, you find Korah and Dathan and Abiram rising up against him as rebellious. Even Aaron and Miriam to rise up against Moses. You know, I have problems. Churches in Britain, in Australia, in the Philippines, everywhere I have problems. Even in Malaysia, I have problems. Everybody wants to be a leader. Everybody wants to be involved with the politics of the church. When hardly their soul is saved, how many people manifest the virtues and the marks of a converted man? But these bastards want to be pastors. I told you that Christ is our only ruler. He sits at the right hand of the majesty on high and rules from Jerusalem above, which is the mother of us all. Don't let any other bastard rule you. Be careful of Absalom, Ahithophel, Adonijah, and all these people who come in. Even if you go in the way of Barnabas, you go in the wrong way. Don't tell me what to do. I'm the one who give you doctrine. You don't tell me what to do. Personally, as I look at your problem, I think it's quite complex. It's just very complicated. The best thing is to keep quiet. Wait until God judges you. During this conference, I had my leaders, my missionary pastors and elder sisters come and tell me, it seems that there is another conference going on during this conference. And it's not a conference, it's a confederacy. It meets in the nine seasons. The accommodations of love which we've given you, you have used it for a confederacy and a conspiracy. You go to the car parks and then you do your meetings in the night seasons. And during the time of the feedback sessions, the brethren said, these people were supposed to come here first. They don't. They sit in the corner. They hardly can speak. They hardly can respond. This is not the spirit I give to you. And the young people are more contrite than you. The next generation is more ready to receive than you. You hardly have settled down to know the doctrines of grace. And you want now to play politics. So I can say this. Don't be indulged in church politics. But seek diligently for the salvation of your soul. Because many of you are not justified yet.
Well, okay.
And you try to show me your wisdom. But it's not a wisdom at all. Because you hardly know my doctrine. I'm very disappointed with you, many of you. I can say by name, but I do not want to shame you publicly. I say this persuasion come not from me. They call on you, a little leaven, leaven at the whole lamb. The whoever is behind I look at your bloody faces. I see all of you, some of you. I look at your bloody faces. Is there? I see that you're crestfallen like Cain. The spirit of Cain is inside you. No, if you are following a good course, you wouldn't have like that. You would be able to receive my doctrine and my spirit. And my spirit is not in you. Somebody else's spirit, another spirit is in you. Some bloody serpent, some bloody snake has come into your life. How can there be another conference when I'm having a conference in Nikon? How can there be another conference in Shandong, which I do not know about? And how can there be? I feel that how can there be a lot of things that I do not know about? You say you receive my doctrine, but you do not prove it. A snake is coming, he said, has God said so? Can you name it? Because this bloody snake, he said, has God said so? Our chairman prayed wisely. He said, let us learn to take the law.
Don't
receive your doctrine from me. Then don't you bastard, because you want to contrive, ask for another defective messenger or miss unfaithful messenger.
但是你们不要报的教义.
Don't write letters to me, you bastard, I will tell you. Crafted by some bloody serpent. See, where's the blessedness that he had before? When I look at some of you, even staying in my own room, I see they look at me with fear. Instead of looking at me with joy and happiness. So I said, what happened? What spirit? This is not my spirit. This is the spirit of the Antichrist.
So what kind
of countenance is fallen?
Yes,
which bloody snake has done this to you? That is bloody snake being cut off in his head, man.